Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The show that is upset about Rafi Devers being traded. I don't approve of this.
Gosh darn it. Can't get it in. Solitaire. No good.
Oh, wow.
No good.
Oh, wow.
I didn't know we were my bad.
Shots
my
fired. Bad.
What? What? I can't multitask?
I'm just saying.
I can't multitask?
First hour, first things first. Today, I was trying to do a serious thing about Devers.
I was listening today.
Okay, there's one guy who's made fun of Stephen A. Smith. Nick Wright did it. That was yesterday?
Yep. Let's place our bets. Who gets the cup first when Florida wins tonight? First off, you think Florida will win? I do.
I do think Florida will win tonight.
And I think Marshawn gets the cup first. Does he win the Conn Smythe?
He really might. The Conn Smythe odds going into tonight, I think it's Bennett 1 and it's Marshawn 2. Yeah, I think he... I don't know. Will they want to give it to a guy who's been there? Does that matter at all into who they'll give it to?
The Conn Smythe?
Yeah, the Conn Smythe. No, the cup, I wouldn't say that. The cup, they could give it to Marshawn, even though he just got there. I don't think that matters for that as much. I wonder if it matters for the Conn Smythe, though. Would the Panthers even want that? Like, hey, give it to one of our guys. You know, like, this guy just got here. You know, we've been doing this for 3 years. Like, Bennett. Bennett, he also leads the playoffs in goals. So it's not like, you know, it's hard to make an argument for him.
Right.
I would say Bennett gets the Conn Smythe. If it's not Marshawn, everybody else has already won it. That's the problem, right? You could give it to Bobrovsky first because he's the goalie, but he's already won it. Seth Jones is the other guy who hasn't. Yeah, Marshawn's a favorite. Definite favorite to get the cup first.
Well, I mean, it'd be great if Edmonton won tonight. You know, talking about McDavid and the pressure on him.
Yeah.
Just looking at his game log. This happened in the series last year, too. He, for lack of a better way to say it, like not trying to get after McDavid or making it his fault, he piled up points in single games and was not there in other games.
Right.
He is about to do that again, maybe. He had... 5 points. Let me pull it up again here.
Last year, he had no points in game 6 or 7 and still won the Conn Smythe.
Right, right. Well, the Conn Smythe is supposed to be for the entire playoffs, right?
Yeah,
but I mean, he still had a big point total. In the first 2 games of this series, he had 5 points.
Yeah.
He has 2 in the last 3 games.
Right.
Like a 0, an assist, and a goal in a 5-2 loss. Mm-hmm. 25 minutes of ice time. Like,
yeah, he's out there.
He's out there, and last year, how did this go? Like last year in the playoffs, in the cup final, it was similar. He scored by game points, 1-2-4-4-0-0.
Yeah.
8 points in 2 games as they're coming back, and those are 8-1 and 5-3 and 5-1 finals. It's almost kind of when Florida – sorry, when Edmonton can get flying, they should want shootouts, you know.
Yeah.
When the scores start to get crooked, I think it is advantage Edmonton, but Florida's just prepared for almost everything they can throw at them. So I'm not here to say it's McDavid's fault. You know, you brought it up with Joe Yurton. Is the kind of thing that sticks to him?
Mm-hmm.
And hockey, it doesn't as much.
No, not at all. If this were the NBA, it would be all anybody would be talking about is him. Not putting up the numbers as the series is starting to get away from them, because on the flip end, the best story tonight.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
To me, would be McDavid goes nuclear and they send it back to Edmonton.
Yeah.
Like he that is
without a doubt the best story.
Like
yes,
he has two goals and three assists and they win 5-4. Right? Like that's the perfect night. And we're going back to Edmonton for game seven. Because him, actually, and by the way, Marchand is not second in the odds. It is McDavid still. Because okay.
I guess he would have to do this. If he does this, he's got a shot at it. Can you imagine if he does that, and then they lose in Game 7, and he gets Conn Smythe back-to-back years in losses?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I did misread it. Draisaitl is, because he's been scoring. You give it to a losing player mm-hmm. in back-to-back seasons? I think the Panthers might riot if that happened. They will not do that under any circumstance this year, because they did it last year. That would be my guess. Yeah. But no, like if he could still win it, because if he had like a 5-point night and they won tonight, and then he did something similar in Game 7, I mean his numbers, the totals for the playoffs are there. So two games to kind of win the cup that way, that to me still is the best way this could go. I'm not mad if the Panthers win. I don't hate the Panthers at all, but Edmonton's the best story for sure.
Rich writes in about McDavid's production has to do with home ice and last change, but not totally, because last year,
yeah,
he let's go to this series. In this series, they're home in Game 5. He has 1 point. That's not home ice.
Right.
Right? In last year's series, he goes Game 6 and 7. They win Game 6 in Edmonton, and he has mm-hmm. No points. He scored 4 points in Florida last year in Game 4.
Yeah.
So it's not all home and road. I wouldn't dispute it all. It's a factor. But last year, Game 6, home ice, they force Game 7. He does not have a point in that game. And they just lost a game in Game 5, and he had 1 point at home. So,
yeah.
I mean, it really is about, I mean, sure, it's about Florida. It's about Barkov. It's about their defensive structure. It's a lot of things. They have some answers to try to keep him in check. And isn't that entirely if we have enough to just, if your team is deep enough, hey, your job is to go shut that line down and we'll win the other matchups. You know, you want to cancel the McDavid matchup and then win everywhere else and take your chances. And the way for Edmonton, of course, to get better and to maybe put it over the top is to build a lineup that teams don't win when they do that.
Right. Like, because Barkov.
Which is easier said than done.
Barkov, for instance, I still have the Conn Smythe odds open. Like, he's not even on the list because he's got 3 points in the finals. He's got 3 assists. But is he not. If McDavid, like, had no points tonight and they win the cup, couldn't you argue Barkov is, like, one of the most valuable players in the series?
Oh, for sure.
If he just. He didn't score. He didn't score once, and his line put up very few goals. But you neutralized McDavid and allowed your other lines to win it for you.
If we're like using other sports analogies, what's he doing? He's setting the edge. He's not sacking the quarterback. He's setting the edge, or he's eating the double team.
He's taking away. He's the elite corner that's shutting down the other team's number one receiver.
Yep, and he has no picks, but doesn't matter because he's over there on McDavid Island and he's doing the job.
Right. By the way, one quick follow-up on the logo decal that we talked about, how the NBA Finals logo wasn't on the floor. Adam Silver, I guess, did say this week that the reason they stopped doing it is because the players said that the logo decal was slippery. That was his explanation for it.
I'm going to go ahead and say that there's, whatever. This is one of those spots where you want to say, like, we could put a man on the moon. We can't have a non-slippery logo. We can't do that.
Right. Right. Somehow they got the team logo on the middle.
Yeah.
And the paint, but 803-0550. Extendo Sports, when we come back, we'll get you off to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show here on WGR.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.